From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Arkansas continues to struggle with a reputation as one of the most obese states in the country, with high rates of weight-related illnesses such as diabetes, hypertension. At a recent conference in Little Rock, one organization aimed to spread the word that even the morbidly obese are successfully losing weight. While experts caution, Arkansas is still dealing with some pretty scary statistics about weight and health. And Kenda with Arkansas Public Media has this report.
Participants dance in the aisles at a Take Off Pounds Sensibly convention. The international event at the Statehouse Convention Center in Little Rock earlier this month brought together people who have lost weight with those who are struggling for some inspiration. Bonnie Wiles of Fayetteville describes a 120-pound weight loss that earned her the title the Queen of Arkansas.
I love going and buying clothes. I love shopping where I hated. I always stayed in the background, you know, in pictures. Now I like to shine, get out there in front. I'm just excited.
The convention takes place in a state known for obesity.
Arkansas has pretty much always been in the top 10.
Albert Lang is with the Trust for America's Health, which compiles the state of obesity report every year using statistics from telephone surveys. Arkansas recently shed the title of most obese.
In 2014, they were number one. Last year, they went down to number six, but the rate remains incredibly high.
The decline from first to six wasn't Arkansas losing any collective weight, but other states gaining even more. According to the State of Obesity report, Arkansas is fourth for hypertension and seventh for diabetes. But the title of most obese overall now belongs to Louisiana.
In the South, we love to eat. We love to. It's really a social event for us. I'm part of that, too.
Dr. Shane Spites at the NYIT School of Osteopathic Medicine at Arkansas State University says the Healthy Active Arkansas Plan may be on the verge of showing some progress. The 10-year plan released by the state in 2015 offers a framework for communities to encourage better nutritional choices and more physical activity.
You know, obviously, we'd like to see it move at a quicker pace. Realistically, you can't expect that. You're talking about changing a culture, and you're talking about changing how people live their daily lives.
Despite the discouraging statistics, organizers of the weight loss convention put the spin on the positive and celebrated those who are winning the fight.
At this time, please join me in welcoming our 2016 International Royal Team, Jennifer Noyes and Bob Lee.
Noyes, who's from Thunder Bay, Ontario, describes life at 400 pounds when she barely left the house. Today, she wears glitter on her bare shoulders and a slender evening gown, and she recently got a license to teach Zumba.
I was just tired of being overweight, hiding in my house. My asthma was acting up. I had a lot of knee problems from carrying all the excess weight and wanted to get rid of all that.
At this time, we would like to ask our royalty to light the beautiful candle of continuity. May its light shine for us today and forever.
At the Statehouse Convention Center in Little Rock, I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas that provide reliable and affordable energy to more than 1.2 million members across Arkansas. More information at ecark.org.